WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. And Ground Shuttle now offers daily service to the Austin airport. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Each year, public school districts around the state update improvement plans for the district as a whole, as well as individual campuses. What's different about this year's plans in the Bryan School District is the philosophy of new central office administrators. That was pointed out during yesterday's school board workshop by board member and retired teacher Ruthie Waller.
Knowing our personalities of our central administration now, it's not a gotcha thing at all. Now I think of you as a communicator.
Superintendent Christy Whitbeck told the board she shared what the board expects of her to members of the district's leadership team last week.
That tightness of us all being held accountable and all talking, starting with me, about the work and what we have to do. So I think that's a big piece of it, staying on top of it.
The updated improvement plans, which were unanimously adopted by the board, was a project led by Whitbeck's new chief of staff, Ginger Carabine. Next month marks 9 years since College Station voters approved a bond issue that included expanding and renovating the public library. The city council continues working on the design. During a special meeting yesterday, Councilman Jerome Rectorick was among those reacting to using the same color of brick for the facade that's found in the city's new Gateway Monument markers.
The last comment, can we change the brick from burgundy to maroon?
I think Acme set that name.
Yeah. It's actually called Blend 137. So if we just want to stick with 137.
Yeah, stick with 137, okay. Please.
Bids for the more than $8 million expansion were supposed to have been received last month. Once the council awards a contract, construction will take up to a year and a half to complete. This year's budget at Blinn College was based on no change in enrollment, but 452 fewer students are taking almost 108,000 fewer credit hours compared to a year ago.
A report given to Blinn's Board of Trustees noted a larger number of first-time full-time students, growth in Blinn's Team and Engineering Academy programs, and more students in Blinn's 12-week courses that began last Monday. But the number of credit hours, which is how Blinn generates revenue, is down 80,000 in Bryan and 14,000 in Brenham compared to last fall. WTAW News is waiting for Blinn's answer to how much less money was made this fall compared to its budget. Administrators did report there's plenty of time to overcome the revenue shortfall. This fall's headcount in Bryan's down 383 from last fall to just under 12,000. In Brenham, there are 26 fewer students at a little more than 2,300. Additional information is online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Every second counts, plan two ways out, is this year's theme for National Fire Prevention Week.
This is a time that we really focus on teaching fire safety. And the parents are quite important in this. Grandparents are important in this. The kids are going to come home with this information. And we need you to get excited like this is the best thing you could be doing tonight because it might save your child.
Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says once a fire starts, it doubles in size every 30 seconds, which gives a family about 3 minutes to escape. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning. We'd love to hear from you at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at WTAW1620. More news at 7:30. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With Ground Shuttle, your airport commute has never been easier. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now offers daily service to and from the Austin airport, too. Commute comfortably in luxury shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. Book your ride at groundshuttle.com and ask about in-town charter service and private car service. Ground Shuttle, now with service to Houston and Austin airports. Let us do the driving.
If you're over 50, the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness magazine is for you. This issue of Brazos Wellness focuses on smart ways for seniors to live well, how to know when to use home health care, nutrition, fitness, and many more health care topics for people 50 and over. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled with local articles. For information about advertising in Brazos Wellness magazine's issue for senior living, call Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
In 1983, Epicure's Catering started designing special events and exceptional experiences. With Epicure's Catering, your menu options are limitless and your meal will be perfect. Epicure's caters all kinds and all sizes of events, anything and everything. Epicure's offers a full bar service, delivery service, staffing, and tastings for your event. Epicure's Catering. Reach us at 979-695-0985. That's 979-695-0985. Epicure's Catering, where imagination meets reality.
Hey, good mornings. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 7:11. Let's do some weather. Brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your local nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
It'll be partly to mostly cloudy at times during today, a bit breezy as well with scattered showers around. Chance of a thunderstorm, high temperature low to mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers end this evening, low 70s overnight. Clouds, occasional sun with a brief shower possible Wednesday, high temperature mid-70s, and a mix of clouds and sun, warmer Thursday, 85 to 90. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're going to be talking Fighting Texas Aggie football. Has been on a roll, baby. They're 4-0 since that loss to UCLA. They'll be setting up a pretty good matchup against Alabama, the top-ranked Crimson Tide coming to town this weekend.
Well, did you say they're going to match up pretty well with Alabama? Is that what you said?
I said they're setting up a pretty good matchup. Whether or not they take advantage of that, Scott, we don't know yet. But anyways, they're setting up an SEC showdown this weekend, so we'll hear from a couple of the players, as well as Monday Night Football last night in the NFL game. That one came down to the wire. And Ezekiel Elliott, the ruling may come out today about his 6-game suspension. All that more coming up in sports.
You know, and I didn't even realize until I heard your sports and we were too busy to be able to talk about it before the top of the hour. But, I mean, I know you want to talk about all this college football stuff and pro football stuff, but the NBA exhibition season started last night.
It did.
What do you think I was doing?
Yeah.
So people always give baseball bad rap because they say, oh, season's too long.
Goes on forever.
Basketball, the NBA goes on forever.
Because
the preseason starts this month, and I think I imagine that regular
June?
Season games, and it goes all the way until the middle of June.
Long time, if you care.
Yeah, right? It's just because they don't play every day that everybody thinks that.
Well, and the ticket prices are insane. I mean, it's just crazy. It's just nuts.
Correct. I had an interesting observation last night. We were watching a little bit of the football game, and you know, this year the NFL, they really stay away from crowd shots.
Interesting.
There's not a lot of wide shots of the stands.
Well, especially if it's in L.A.
Yeah.
They had the StubHub Center where the Charters play.
It's like 30,000, and they still don't fill it up.
Yeah, Wait, it's called the StubHub
Center? Well, it's where the Galaxy plays. It's the it's the soccer stadium.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because they're waiting on theirs to be built.
I love that it's a ticket ripoff place.
Right?
Exactly. StubHub Center holds 27,000. Okay. Yeah. Not nearly that many show
Wonderful.
Up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's always good.
Yep.
But glad to hear that the NBA is starting up with games that don't matter. All right. So all this stuff that has happened in Las Vegas, and we don't know nearly enough about it. And that's one of the things that really concerns me, because there are enough irresponsible outlets in the media that don't do their job properly. If you didn't hear the beginning of our show this morning, we have a Wall Street report we played about a half an hour ago, and this lady mentioned, basically defined what the problem is.
Tech firms are again struggling to root out misinformation. Google and Facebook both displayed false information in the wake of the Las Vegas shooting, raising concerns over people's ability to manipulate the heavily trafficked platforms for social media and news. Shortly after the shooting, the top story section of Google's search results about the incident included a channel from an anonymous messaging board that identified the wrong person as the shooter. A story on Facebook from a Russia-backed news outlet incorrectly reported the shooter had ties to a terrorist group. The company say they promptly deleted the material.
I mean, that's the problem we've got now, is any Mozon who's got a phone can basically put almost anything they want to out there.
Yeah.
And at least for a period of time, it's there.
Yeah.
Causes people like Google and Amazon to have to be a little more responsive, a little more responsible. Do you end up blocking those sites and shut them down in a situation like that so that people can't just put that information out there?
Right.
Because the more people you have putting information out, the better chance you're going to have wrong information.
Oh, yeah, huge chance.
And again, not just the amateurs, if you will. Professional journalists do the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, you heard that this guy did anywhere from manage apartment complexes to own them.
I mean, yeah.
You know, and how
he
many
went from being a multimillionaire to, you know, not a multimillionaire.
And it's I understand the public's desire to know when something like this happens and their need to know, but on some level I have to believe the Clark County Sheriff's Department and Las Vegas Metro and the FBI wishes they didn't have to have so many briefings.
Right.
They work a whole lot better when they're not having to talk about what they do know.
Exactly.
And
a lot of that stuff, who he was, what he was doing, you know, that's just the gossip factor.
Yeah.
That's just so people have more to say about the situation. You know, what he did, you know, whether he was a real estate investor or an accountant, which is what they're saying, he was a retired accountant or whatever he did, that really doesn't matter for us right now.
Yeah.
You know, that stuff that maybe, yes, it's a big deal in their investigation, but that doesn't need to come out before it's vetted.
Well, and it seems like everyone is so quick to find out everything that they can about the perpetrator. I mean, they want to know his backstory. They want to know his family. And
because they think it'll give them answers.
Right. Well, and I understand that. But, you know, at this time, everybody looks for an answer and saying, well, why did he do what he did?
Right.
Most of the time, there's really no explanation. The guy was a nut.
Sure.
It's hard to tell. And I know they interviewed his brother down in Florida.
Yeah.
And he said he hadn't talked
baffled.
To him.
Yeah.
But it's just,
what was this I saw this morning on AP that his dad was like a known fugitive bank robber.
He had been a
really?
Bank robber. He had been a,
yeah.
But again, does it? Is we're trying to tie
something. Oh, so it's, you know, his dad is a criminal.
I know.
And again, it's just, it's all part of the, you know, the more information we have, the better we feel. But it really doesn't help, especially, as you said, when it's misinformation.
Right. And by the way, never let a good tragedy go to waste.
Uh-huh.
And Hills was very quick to point out that it's the NRA's problem and suppressors that apparently caused all of this.
Sure, so. Everybody is going to now jump onto that political thing. And I was discussing with Kevin down the hall, now is a situation where the people that are in this emotional battle, the ones on the fence when it comes to changing gun laws, those are the ones that they're trying to shift, because the people on either side of it aren't going to change their position because of this.
No, because it's only going to strengthen their position.
Right. What does it do to those people who say, oh, well, gosh, he had this much ammunition, maybe that changes my mind. But, yeah, never waste a crisis and try to use that to your advantage.
Well, and, you know, it's sad, too, that everybody gets in such a fervor, especially over social media, seeing it over the past couple of days, that people are so quick to, they want to know, well, does he look like me? Does he have the same kind of religion as me?
Oh,
yeah.
You know, can we put him in a corner and can we just paint everybody that's like that with a broad stroke? Obviously, that's part of the reason why our country is so divided.
Mm-hmm.
This is the tweet that Hillary Clinton sent out. The crowd fled at the sound of gunshots. Well, first she goes, Las Vegas, we're grieving with you. The victims, those who lost loved ones, the responders, and all affected by this cold-blooded massacre. Good tweet.
Good tweet.
Next tweet. The crowd fled at the sound of gunshots. Imagine the deaths if the shooter had a silencer, which the NRA wants to make easier to get.
Now, boom. There we go. Let's put some politics in there.
Exactly.
Yep. Let's put some politics, which is sad, which is really
and
sad.
And he, you know, it just.
Now, this morning you sent me a song.
I did.
Now, who is this lady singing?
Her name is Maren Morris.
Okay.
She is a native of Arlington, I believe, and she's really put out some great music. I think she was she won some award as like newcomer of the year, new female artist of the year. She wrote this song about 3 years ago and then recorded it with Vince Gill last year, but just hadn't released it yet.
Is that right?
It had been out, but, you know, hadn't really, you know, she hadn't like released it as a single or put it on the radio. It's not on the radio. But yesterday, after everything that happened, she decided that this was a good time to release this song. It's called Dear Hate. I have it up. Do you want me to play it or do you have it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
like a shot that takes my breath away. You fall like rain, cover us in drops of pain. I'm afraid that we just might drown. Dear hate, well, you sure are colorblind. Your kiss is the cruelest kind. You could poison any mind. Just look at mine. Don't know how this world keeps spinning. Snake in the grass. I see you in the morning, staring through the looking glass. You whisper down through history and echo through these halls. But I hate to tell you, love's gonna conquer all.
So that is a little bit of it. That's Dear Hate by Maren Morris, and it's featuring Vince Gill. But it is on YouTube, and they also have a link there on the channel where you can donate to Music City Cares, which is going to help victims of the Las Vegas concert shooting. Right.
And by the way, apparently the Las Vegas sheriff came out and said that they no longer need blood. So many people have come to the blood drive and given blood that they're chocked full.
Which
so
is
they don't
awesome.
I heard people waited in line for hours to do that. So,
I'm a friend with a nurse here in town who works ER, and she said that is the worst feeling when you run out of resources like blood because you're just sitting. I mean, you cannot do anything about that. And so really, really cool for all the people in Vegas who responded to that effort.
There you go. All right, 7:23. Hey, how would you like $2 million?
Yeah.
Boeing has got $2 million for you. Oh, wait. You have to be able to invent a jetpack. So if you can do that,
bummer.
Flying cars, self-driving vehicles, hyperloops, all right around the corner, right? Right. But, but what we really want is jetpacks. So Boeing's got you covered. The company has announced that it will sponsor a jetpack fly-off competition sometime in August of 2019. So you do have time, and the winning prize will be $2 million.
Really?
Wear asbestos pants. That's what I'm thinking, you know, because anyway.
It's worth a shot.
The Go Fly Prize, which is a two-year global competition, was established to encourage the creation of a personal flight device that can carry a passenger 20 miles without running low on fuel or battery. The rules ask the device be safe, useful, and thrilling.
Thrilling.
Well, hey, how could a jet, a personal
jet not be thrilling?
I'm going to hook up a couple of fire extinguishers in my back and just
see how that
give
works.
Give that a go.
Any form of transportation is eligible as long as it meets safety requirements. Oh, oh, there that goes.
Dang it.
Well, that's not going to work.
According to its official registration page.
Can't be thrilling and safe.
Go for it.
That doesn't make sense.
That's one of those things that you write on a wall. It can't be thrilling and safe at the same time.
Yeah.
All right. Anyhow, it's the GoFly is looking for anyone who can come up with a personal flying device that is capable of being flown by anyone, anywhere. It should be a device for all, young and old, city dweller, country dweller, expert, and novice. Can I get more than $2 million for that?
I was going to say.
That's fairly broad capabilities there.
Yeah,
what's
and a
up?
Lot of stipulations.
Didn't Tony Stark already invent one of those? I thought I saw that on Iron
Man. Stark Industries.
Iron Man.
Always ahead of everything.
Yep.
Well, but
he had so much money.
Yeah,
he didn't need $2
million. $2 million would be nothing to him, so it doesn't matter. And again, it sounds really fun, but we'll see.
Mm.
We're talking about it now like it won't happen, but I'm sure some point it will. 7:25. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. There's not any rain in the general area right now. There's a few showers over near Huntsville and some heavy line of showers down near Liberty, but that's nowhere near here. Look for a high temperature today of about 86 with a 60% chance of rain during the day today. And then it goes down to a 50% chance of rain tonight. Then it's pretty much out of the forecast for the balance of the week. But the temperatures will remain the same, right up around 90 degrees. And our low temperatures will be right around 70 degrees. And that carries through Sunday. Right now, overcast skies. And we've got 76 out there.
It's time for the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. There's fun for all ages with a carnival, rodeo, shopping, and awesome concerts, including a Saturday performance by the Disney Channel star Sabrina Carpenter, Friday headliner Kevin Fowler, and Sunday star La Energia Norteña. Exciting rodeo action and a carnival plus awesome concerts and so much more. Only at the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. Visit BrazosValleyFair.com for details or call 979-821-1450.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A couple of weeks ago, U.S. District Judge in Illinois gave sanctuary cities a reprieve. You could even call it amnesty. The judge ruled that the Justice Department cannot withhold money from Chicago because Chicago said it's a sanctuary city and the DOJ has to leave them alone. Now, this judge is not going to have the last word. This is on appeal. Meanwhile, whatever temporary sanctuary that sanctuary cities got from this stupid ruling was quickly overshadowed by ICE raids. Yes, my friends, Operation Safe City targeted illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities all across the fruited plain. New York, L.A., Philadelphia, Denver, Washington, and Baltimore. And they're not done yet. Cook County, Illinois, Santa Clara County, California, Portland, Oregon, and the state of Massachusetts were also hit. Now, the 4 days of raids are very successful. ICE says 498 illegal aliens were picked up, and over 300 of them had convictions, criminal convictions. Some of them had even been deported before, and somehow, it's magic, they found their way back. Now, needless to say, liberals are screaming bloody murder, especially the libs who live in the targeted cities. Some are accusing ICE of picking up nonviolent offenders, as if that makes a difference. The bottom line is this. ICE just sent a loud, clear, unmistakable message to sanctuary cities. Despite what the liberals around them say, illegal aliens will not get sanctuary in sanctuary cities unless maybe they decide to build a wall.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Equifax recently announced a security breach that could affect 143 million Americans. You need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity protection to LifeLock. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect if your personal information is being used by online identity thieves. And if there's a problem, one of LifeLock's identity restoration agents will work to fix it. They know the steps to take and the calls to make to resolve problems as quickly as possible. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at all businesses. But rest assured that LifeLock has been helping people come out on the bright side of the identity theft problem for over a decade. Plans start just $9.99 plus applicable taxes. Get 10% off by using the promo code RUSH 800-440-4833 or go to LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A more than $8 million expansion and renovation of College Station's public library could be finished by the middle of 2019. That's close to 11 years after voters approved the project in a bond issue. During a special city council meeting yesterday, Assistant Public Works Director Emily Fisher fielded more council observations, including a wish from Blanche Brick to change the design of the roof.
Something that doesn't look like a parachute coming down.
Well, that roof is the spine of the building, so it's not just the entrance. It actually runs.
Yeah, it runs the length of the building.
So that would be a significant change.
Okay. Yeah, I figured that wouldn't be an easy thing to redo.
Fisher said the color of the brick to be used in the facade will match the city's new gateway monument markers. She was also asked to get estimates to replace the library sign along Harvey Mitchell Parkway, which is not part of the project. The 12,000-square-foot expansion includes a larger children's area and program space. Bryan School Board members yesterday adopted annual improvement plans for individual campuses and the district as a whole. The difference in this year's plans is the new philosophy coming from the new central office administrators. Board member and retired teacher Ruthie Waller said there is now communication from the superintendent's office instead of what she called a gotcha attitude.
So instead of Big Brother is watching, you know, we want to be right in the middle of things so that we can help. The leadership is so sensitive about doing it right and doing what's best for kids.
The superintendent's new chief of staff, Ginger Carabine, is in charge of updating the improvement plans, which filter down to campus principals and teachers.
I think just being there to support their efforts, to remove the obstacles, to empower them, build the relationship with them. This is not about being punitive, and it's not about changing the children. It's what will the adults do differently, and how can we best equip them for success?
Superintendent Christy Whitbeck told the board she shared what the board expects of her to members of the district's leadership team last week, a message she says also works its way to all BISD employees. Later this month, hundreds of Special Olympics athletes are scheduled to be in the Twin Cities for the 17th annual Fall Classic. At the same time, Texas Special Olympics says they need $100,000 in the next 30 days. Spokesman Steve Helm says they canceled fundraising efforts in areas damaged by Harvey.
The possibility of their competition being canceled, I mean, that will really break their spirits. And it's something that we don't want to see, and we know the public doesn't want that to happen for them either.
Helm says 20,000 Special Olympics athletes live within Harvey's damage zone. Contributions can be made online at sotx.org. Hurricane Harvey won't break the state's budget. That's according to Texas Comptroller Glenn Hager.
Testifying before the State House Appropriations Committee in Houston, Comptroller Hager says the state will be able to meet its cash flow needs.
We certified that there would be enough revenue to cover the budget that you passed earlier this year, and we see no reason whatsoever to change that assessment at this time.
Hager says despite the impact of Harvey being in the hundreds of billions of dollars, the long-term picture for Texas is brighter.
Texas, however, we'll see a bump in state GDP, a measure of economic output, as we go through the recovery and the rebuilding phases.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Fall enrollment at Blinn College continues a decline that began last spring.
Blinn administrators told the Board of Trustees at their last meeting that this fall, 452 fewer students are taking almost 108,000 fewer credit hours compared to a year ago. Officials say there are safety nets built into the budget to overcome what was planned to be no change in enrollment. How much revenue has to be made up has not been revealed, but administrators say there's plenty of time to overcome the financial shortfall. Revenue is based on how many credit hours students are taking. Blinn reports 4,500 more hours being taken by high school students in dual credit programs, and a new vocational center in Brenham has generated 1,500 hours. That's more than offset by a drop of 80,000 credit hours on the Bryan campus and a drop of 14,000 hours on Brenham's main campus compared with last fall. Headcount in Bryan is slightly under 12,000, a decrease of 383 from last fall, and the headcount in Brenham, which is still over 2,300, is off 26 students from the fall of last year. Additional information is online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
October marks a month-long series of activities associated with National Fire Prevention Week. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says a fire doubles in size every 30 seconds.
So you start calculating your home size, doubling in size every 30 seconds. You and your children probably have about 3 minutes to get out of that house if you're going to.
This year's theme is Every Second Counts, Plan Two Ways Out.
If one way is trapped, is blocked, you don't have a lot of time to figure out where else you're going to go. You need, coming out of every room, You need two ways to get out of that room, two ways to get out of the house.
Val says not only plan how to get out, but once you are out, to set a location for everyone to meet. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 76 degrees. Text us or call us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour. You can always listen at RadioAggieland.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Looking for ways to lower your utility bill? You may be looking right through them, as a matter of fact. Those windows in your home, if they're old windows, then they may not be doing their job, which is keeping that air from exchanging in and out. You know, you're warming the air in the winter, you're cooling it in the summer, and it goes leaking out the window. Or if it's cold air and it comes blowing in during the wintertime, then you're having to reheat that air. It's costing you money. Folks at Intercon can help you with that. And in addition to being a locally owned company, the most important attribute, I think, with Intercon, there's never any high pressure. And I say that because people in that business tend to put pressure on folks to make the decision today, or you can't get this price. Well, that's not the way that they work at Intercon. And the third thing is service after the sale, because Intercon has a quality product, and there can be times down the road when you are going to need some service help, and Intercon's there to help you. You don't get thrown into some phone tree where it takes you a long time to get to a person to actually help you with your problem. So, service after the sale, there's no pressure up front, and it's a locally owned company, and they've been doing this kind of thing for decades. So, give them a call at Intercon, let them help you out, 823-3639.
You're invited to the 22nd annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball, Saturday, October 14th at Silver Horse Ranch from 6:30 p.m. to midnight. Enjoy an evening of live music by this year's headliner, recording artist Rich O'Toole. A tasty dinner, signature cocktails, live and silent auctions, games, plus tons of other fun you'll have to see for yourself. Support the American Cancer Society. Save lives by helping people stay well and get well in the fight against cancer. It's the 22nd annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball at Silver Horse Ranch. Go to BrazosCattleBaronsBall.org for more info.
America's veterans are more than a source of pride. They're a source of strength. When our veterans thrive, our communities thrive. With your support, our veterans can get career and education opportunities as well as benefits they've earned.
Howdy, I'm Congressman Bill Flores. Join me in thanking our nation's veterans and finding out how you can support veterans in our community.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The holidays are approaching. Howdy, this is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services reminding you of our holiday light package. Whether it's lights on the eaves, down the driveway, or in the trees, ABC can install your holiday lights, then return after the holidays to remove and pack them up for storage. We use only high-quality lights, and we have been installing lights longer than most companies have been in business. For holiday lights, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Pottery Garden. They offer quality freeze-proof pottery for succulent sizes to 4 feet tall. And they last a lot longer than what you'll find at other stores. Plus, you can stop by and see all the ideas they have for sprucing up your backyard. Stop by Pottery Garden today. They're on North Avenue in the Garden District. Here you go with numbers.
It'll be partly to mostly cloudy at times during today. A bit breezy as well with scattered showers around. Chance of a thunderstorm, high temperature low to mid 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers end this evening, low 70s overnight. Clouds, occasional sun with a brief shower possible Wednesday, high temperature mid 70s, and a mix of clouds and sun, warmer Thursday, 85 to 90. This is Gary Bess, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports here a little bit from Fighting Texas Aggie football player and SEC defensive player of the week, Landis Durham. Talking a little bit after that victory over South Carolina, as well as teammate Keith Ford has some suggestions on how the Aggies have gotten better at closing out games. He says it's all about practice, practice, practice. We'll hear a little bit from him, as well as talking NFL football last night. And Aggie soccer pulled off a big victory. All that more coming up in sports.
There you are. It's Virus Appreciation Day today. Just want to let you know. The sick kind of virus, not the other kind of
virus.
So
appreciate a virus near
you. The viri.
And we are starting Customer Service Week. So this week, be kind to a customer. Well, do your best to be kind to a customer service person.
All right.
Being on the phone, you know, does kind of make a little bit of difference. All right, so Chelsea.
Yes.
Real Wives of Atlanta, Housewives of Atlanta.
Correct.
Do you follow that one?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
A little bit.
Apparently, there's been a real dust up. They have a little problem.
Okay.
I guess they're about to get into production. And apparently, one of the spouses does not want to be a part of this.
Oh, which one?
Well, I don't know. Here it is. Okay.
He doesn't know.
Mark Daly.
Okay.
All right. See, Kenya Moore.
Oh, you know, Kenya.
Kenya. Mm.
Kenya.
Oh.
Kenya.
Well, they're newlywed.
Oh.
So I don't know if Mark has ever actually been on the show.
Well, he has no interest in showing off his life for the cameras, apparently.
Right. Okay.
TMZ reports.
He's not the first.
Okay. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
On these Bravo or E or whatever so-called reality shows, a lot of times the spouse, you know, really doesn't want anything to do with it and you never see them.
Well, it says here, word is that she has been given an ultimatum.
Oh.
To get him on board for this.
Gotcha.
Or go find a new gig.
Mm-hmm.
And after all, if on your resume is that you were one of the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Right.
I mean, where do you go after that? I mean, that's pretty much the top rung, isn't it?
Sometimes, if you're good enough, you'll get your own little spinoff show.
Oh.
But I don't know. Kenya, she's pretty crazy. She adds a lot of drama to the show.
Well, you know, she could have like a daytime show, couldn't she, in the middle of the day? Have a talk show or something?
Could. You never know. We'll have to see.
She's named after a country, so.
That's right.
That's all I have to add to this conversation.
Hello.
A message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6.
She always forgets about me.
She does. Every time.
30, yeah. 625.
Yeah.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of
stuff.
Sure,
it stays at 10.
And
right.
So far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and talking
obviously
and
I'm on
laughing
mute.
At their
yeah,
jokes
right.
and stuff.
Exactly.
So
one more time.
I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesday.
Yeah.
That it's not going to be that way every morning because I'd like to have it on WTAW.
We appreciate that.
Don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just...
We even played music this morning.
We did already. Yeah.
Played a lot.
That's not that pressing.
Yeah, she's got to love you,
Bye.
Zach. Yeah.
Bye. See you later. Okay, here we go. This is good. You know this song?
I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
That it's something by Tom Petty?
No, it's not.
Oh.
No, this is actually...
I was just hoping.
I know. Well, we're going to do something
with
him later.
You're going to do some tribute stuff?
This is Walk the Moon.
Is it?
Yeah, this is
we
their
like
new,
them.
This is their new song. And it, you know,
I don't know. I'm
Tom
not,
Petty?
Well, he kind of has like a...
Yeah.
Maybe like in his younger years.
Yeah, no, not really. But anyway, this is called One Foot. One foot in front of the other. So you can work out to that.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Right.
They have their hit Shut Up and Dance,
that's
which we
right.
played on the show before.
Yep, this one, yep. So we'll see if this one catches
I
on.
I like them, yeah. Yep.
Shut up and dance with me.
Yeah, that wasn't a cue, but thank you.
I think it sounds good.
So fall is officially here, and so it is time to...
I'm in a tank top today. I'm sweating.
I know, it's Texas. It's a little different.
It must be nice. It's chilly in my studio.
Well,
don't forget the most important thing, the accessories when you're at the gym.
Oh.
Your water bottle.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Stay hydrated.
Sweaty fashionistas can now ramp it up. BKR Bottle has come up with Swarovski crystals.
Oh, come on.
On a workout bottle.
Get out of here.
Metal plated caps and colors like Platinum Jet, Platinum Naked, Yellow Gold Winter, and Rose Gold Tutu.
For $185.
Yes, that's exactly right.
You be crazy.
Yeah, anyway. And the thing is, though, profits, what they declare as profits, will go to Water for the People, which brings clean, sustainable H2O to the third world. So you feel okay about spending $180 for a water bottle.
Now, BKR does make less expensive. They're regular water bottles you can find on Amazon for about $28.
Okay.
But those with the blinged out tops.
A little bling bling.
A little bling bling for an extra, you know, $150.
Sure. Why wouldn't you want to be doing that after all? That's
man.
Yeah. All right. An afternoon slump in productivity and attention is common over the 200 studies that have proven that you need an afternoon nap.
Amen, brother.
Yes. But why do you really need it? Researchers have challenged this notion with a new study that has found that the so-called afternoon slump is not what we think it is. Researchers have monitored more than 16,000 psychology students over 4 months. They found that the students worked well at any time of the day or night, provided they took breaks and switched up with what they were doing. A slump comes when you've been doing a task for about 50 continuous minutes, no matter what time of day it is. So the afternoon slump is not really the afternoon. It has to do with the fact that you have been doing something for a long time without switching.
Okay.
Researchers aren't suggesting that we don't get that brain drain. It does happen, but it's not the way we used to think. So the problem is you're having to work earlier in the day. Mm-hmm. When you do that 50, then you get the slump in the afternoon. Whereas if your days are switched around, then it doesn't matter what clock time it is, okay? As long as you're doing something uninterrupted for 50 minutes, then you start hitting that slump. So tell the boss you've been working really hard for 50 minutes. You need to take a nap. See how that plays.
Little nap at time.
Little nap nap.
Yep. If you just let us know how that works out, then that'll be fine. But in the meantime, and actually I think we had some big science prize awarded today having to do with studying circadian rhythms, which are the things that make us stay awake and go to sleep. So does that help knowing more about why you take a nap?
Yeah, I mean, I still take them regardless.
That's what I mean. Is but you're going to do this, so now there's a
it's
scientific.
It's nice to
reason.
Have a scientific reason yes. to do so.
This is science. So you
science.
Like science.
I don't feel so guilty.
That's right. It's the boss loves
when
it.
When I'm napping.
7:48.
Think of the things that unite us. Round here, football, family, lending a hand to a neighbor in need. Because when we're united, we're stronger, better, and can get more done. That's why Sioux Falls Prater and Brazos Valley are uniting. This November, we'll be United Ag and Turf. This means bigger selection, more availability, and great deals on John Deere tractors. Right now, get special savings and low financing on John Deere compact tractors. Brazos Valley and Sioux Falls Prater will be United Ag and Turf, united with you and your land.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
There's a simple way you can make a good marriage great or bring a struggling marriage back to life. What is it? Kindness. Sound too good to be true? Well, if so, you might be interested in research that studied more than 700 husbands and wives and the effect kindness had on their marriage. For 30 days, each couple focused on 3 behaviors. They eliminated their own negativity, they affirmed and praised their spouse, and they performed simple acts of kindness. Surveys taken before and after the 30 days showed impressive results. 90% of the couples reported a dramatic reduction in relational negativity. An equal number described significant improvement in the romantic connection and in the overall well-being of their marriage. Such dramatic benefits shouldn't come as a surprise. What we consider simple kindness is actually a very strong gesture. It can move any marriage in the right direction because genuine kindness communicates to your spouse how deeply you love and treasure them. But extending kindness will benefit you, too. It enables you to be patient when you and your spouse have conflict to work through. It'll help you to recognize your own negative behavior and to soften your heart in ways that will strengthen your marriage. Best of all, kindness isn't a help for your marriage that only a select few can afford. It's a powerful tool accessible to anyone. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Dale.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Well, after collapsing in the second half of its season-opening loss to UCLA, Fightin' Texas Aggie football has gone on a 4-0 run, outscoring its opponents 91-37 in the second half of those games. Senior running back Keith Ford says the Aggies' recent ability to close out games is a product of hard work and practice.
It starts in, you know, beginning of the week preparation, just finishing everything, and it's just the little things, too, but, you know, that transitions into the game, just the little things, and, you know, just finishing, just the will, and you know, trying not to get tackled, it goes a long way, you know. But it starts from the beginning of the week. You just can't show up on game day and expect to finish. You know, you got to start on Monday.
Now head over to the other side of the ball, where defensive end Landis Durham has been named SEC Defensive Player of the Week for his performance in last Saturday's victory over South Carolina. The junior from Plano added a pair of sacks to his team-leading total of 5.5 and fell on top of a crucial forced fumble at the Aggie 6-yard line.
That's something that that's something my position coach himself, you know, harps on, lawnmower technique, something we practice every week. So, you know, I got to give props to him on that one, Coach Price. You know, that's something that we focus on, just getting turnovers, however they come. You know, if you're in that position to pick a ball or rip the ball out or, you know, just anything. And it's something we make sure we take advantage of.
Now, Landis and the guys have a tall task in front of them this Saturday when they welcome top-ranked Alabama to town. Kickoff is at 6:15 with pregame with Dave and Dave starting at 5 right here on WTAW. Out on the soccer pitch, the 23rd-ranked Aggs extended their season-long win streak to 4 matches with a 1-0 victory over Utah Valley last night at Ellis Field. Haley Pound scored the lone goal for Texas A&M, which improves to 8-2-1 on the year. Now, if you'd like to get Coach G. Guerrieri's take on the victory, tune into the Aggie Soccer Hour with Coach G tonight from 7 to 8 over on Willie 1550. Top-ranked Aggie men's golf tops the leaderboard following day 2 of the Marquette Intercollegiate. Freshman Reese Ramsey remains in the top 10 after firing a 2-over for the day, putting him at even par for the tournament. The Aggies entered the third and final day at 4-over, 1 stroke ahead of UCLA. Harrison Butker knocked down a 43-yard field goal with 4 seconds remaining, and Justin Houston recovered a last-ditch effort lateral to score the final blow as the Kansas City Chiefs downed the Washington Redskins 29-20 last night. Alex Smith accounted for 349 total yards and 2 touchdowns as the Chiefs remain unbeaten at 4-0. Meanwhile, the Skins fall to 2-2. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans could make a ruling on Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott as early as today. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell suspended Elliott for 6 games back in August, following a league investigation into accusations of domestic violence against an ex-girlfriend in 2016. Elliott has been allowed to play, however, because a federal district judge blocked the suspension pending appeals. And it was not in 2016. 2017 is when the alleged occurrence, everything occurred. The Mavericks and Spurs tipped off their preseason slates last night. Yogi Ferrell scored 12 points as Dallas edged Milwaukee 106-104. First-round pick Dennis Smith Jr. put up 3 points and collected 2 steals in his Mavs debut. And he says it's a learning process.
I learned a lot. It's a lot of space in the NBA. And watching people like Devin and JJ, I can learn exactly how to use that to my advantage.
Devin and JJ, of course, would be teammates and fellow point guards Devin Harris and JJ Barea. Meanwhile, out in Sacramento, LaMarcus Aldridge put up 17, but the Spurs still came up short to the Kings 106-100. Meanwhile, the Houston Rockets will be on the floor tonight as they head to Oklahoma City to take on the Thunder in 7. And the MLB playoffs officially kick off this evening with the New York Yankees hosting the Minnesota Twins in a one-and-done wildcard game. Fireballing right-hander Luis Severino goes for the Yanks, while veteran Irvin Santana makes a start for the Twins. First pitch is at 7 o'clock at Yankee Stadium. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Since 1998, Marble Craft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marble Craft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear out to make ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marble Craft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
The holidays are approaching. Howdy, this is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services reminding you of our holiday light package. Whether it's lights on the eaves, down the driveway, or in the trees, ABC can install your holiday lights, then return after the holidays to remove and pack them up for storage. We use only high-quality lights, and we have been installing lights longer than most companies have been in business. For holiday lights, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right. We haven't done our Millennials Are Worthless story in a while.
All
right.
Right.
So here we go. For all those folks who are 18 to 34, as the staggering national student loan debt tally sits at an all-time high. Okay, $1.3 trillion. Sure, fine, whatever. Could be anything, but a lot of money. Millennials say they would go to extreme lengths to wipe their slate clean. According to a survey from Credible, which is a personal finance website, half of all the respondents, age 18 to 34, said they would give up the right to vote during the next two presidential elections in order to never have another loan payment.
Wow, okay.
Okay, other extremes. Willingness to ditch ride-sharing services.
Oh, wow. Maybe if you were saving money by not spending it on ride-sharing services.
Giving up traveling out of the country for the next 5 years to forgive a loan. My God, how horrible for them.
The poor kids, man.
And then 27% said they'd even be willing to move back in with their parents and live for 5 years.
Well, then do that.
Save the money.
Pay off your loans.
And 13% said they'd give up texting if they could free up their student loan.
That won't really save you any money.
It really won't. But these are things they were willing to give up.
Willing to give up.
Look, I won't text if you'll just get rid of my student loan for
please,
me.
Please, oh please.
Yeah, I'll go at, I'll live at home with mom and dad for 5 years if you'll just let me not have to pay my student loan back. Yeah. Okay, fine. All right, look for a high temperature today near 90, actually, all week long. 60% chance of rain during the day, 50% chance of rain tonight, and then it's pretty much out of the forecast, so we'll see how that works out. It's 76 now, WTAW College Station, Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.